From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A Trump tour to say thank you gets underway today. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is embarking on what he is calling a thank you tour today with a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, hours after he appears in Indiana to tout an agreement with air conditioner maker Carrier to keep about 1,000 jobs there. In Indiana, he and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are due to visit Carrier's plant in Indianapolis and give a more formal announcement of the deal to keep jobs in the Midwestern state instead of moving them to Mexico. Trump transition team member Anthony Scaramucci says this is an example of the president-elect's economic policies at work.
If you keep 1,000 jobs for the Carrier Corporation and you leave them in Indiana, well, that's an increase, or at least not a decrease, in your tax base. So the idea here is to use the tax policy to create more middle-class jobs and to create wage growth for the working class. And so the combination of those two things, I think you'll see with dynamic scoring, that we should have a deficit neutral or possibly even a reduction in the deficit if we handle this properly.
Carrier, which is a unit of the industrial and military conglomerate United Technologies Corporation, said earlier this year it was relocating the Indiana operations as a cost-cutting move. The company said in a statement Wednesday that factors in its decision to stay included financial incentives from Indiana and a promise from the incoming Trump administration to create an improved, more competitive U.S. business climate. U.S. allies in East Asia Thursday welcomed the incrementally tougher sanctions imposed on North Korea by the United Nations Security Council, but few in the region expect these new measures to deter Kim Jong-un's government. This